Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Center, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can always check out Dr. John at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood, feeling a little bad about what's happening both at Penn State and on a much more, you know, level, if you will, consequential of what happened in Colorado.
Well, you mentioned Penn State at 9 a.m. this morning. The NCAA is going to release their findings and their punishments for Penn State due to the cover-up of the child sex scandal. But right now we're going to talk about what happened in Aurora, Colorado, the shooting that claimed 12 lives and countless that were injured. And when we start looking at the details of this individual who did this, he seems like a person who's very disturbed. From what you've learned about the story, Dr. Braccio, tell us about this individual whose name is James Egan Holmes.
Well, there are two ways to look at him, and I'm leaning more in one direction. If people can have psychotic breaks and really believe they're someone else and really believe that what they're doing is different than what it obvious is to any reasonable, sane person. But in his case, it does appear that the sociopath or psychopath, the old word, but sociopath is the one we use now, that would fit him more. And add on top of that a homicidal part to it. So we're talking about a homicidal sociopath. This is someone with no conscience, somebody who believes it's right to do what, in this case, he wants to do, which is murder, mayhem, masquerading as the Joker, okay, like even looking for some type of attention, which even leads into the world of the narcissist. So this is a pretty severe person.
How does a person get here over the course of time?
Well, if people take a different path, but in most cases, it's a person who's never learned conscience, Tony. But what we know about his background, it doesn't appear that he comes from a home where you would expect this to occur. It seems to be a caring family. Again, we'll find out more over time. But a person who's devoid of conscience, it's somebody, it could be he's been isolated in life, he has been leading his own life, so to speak, in his own world, and he basically just wanted fame, wanted to do something dramatic, so he really just never really got socialized into the whole world of right and wrong, in spite of living a life among human people, if you will, and being exceptionally intelligent from what we can see.
John, as I watched some of the coverage, they started talking about the personality trait of the loner, the person who is isolated and outcast, if you will. And as they are treated like that, perhaps unfairly in their youth, as they grow up into that type of environment, that can lead them to irrational behavior and thinking.
Well, it can. The interesting thing about him, though, he was on the soccer team. He ran, I believe it was cross-country. They were talking to someone who had been on these teams. He never showed much emotion, was what was said, but he played on these teams. So it doesn't appear he was really isolated. He talked to people in the neighborhood. He was quiet. But it's rather clear he was leading in his own mind. He clearly was a person very apart from what was going on around him, and he obviously developed this malignant quality or tendency or personality trait, call it what you will, that he felt it was okay for him to, I guess, dress for war and go and really massacre a whole slew of innocent people at a Batman movie, calling himself the Joker. Really a pretty bizarre set of facts, Tony.
So what happens to a guy like this? Obviously, he'll probably get sent to prison, perhaps for life. How would they deal with him mentally in prison if they're trying to rehab him, if that's at all possible?
Well, in a case like his, the assuming he is the sociopath and the homicidal sociopath, in his case, the probability of him changing it is really going to be small. This appears to be a trait that he has, a character disorder, very severe. I would say that they're probably just going to try to deal with him at a superficial level, try to at least communicate with him. If he's willing to seek treatment and support, they would certainly offer that to him in prison. But remember, people like this, you never know if what they're doing is done because they are doing it to be the right kind of person, or they're doing it for more privileges, or if they're just playing a con game with somebody. These are exceptionally difficult people to deal with. We run into these people in life, but they're not out killing people or behaving the way this person is. People that just don't understand right from wrong and purposefully see no reason to do the right thing. And so he will be a very hard person to make sincere changes in. Very, very difficult.
All right. Finally, Dr. Braccio, what do you tell people who are dealing with the pain of such great loss?
I think in life you have to look at what your moral beliefs are. You have to look at your spiritual beliefs for support. Either way you look at it, I've always believed that life has a course. We're here for a purpose. When we go, when we're killed or if we're hurt or something, it happens. And what we have to do is try to help other people, too, make sure if they're in a similar situation that they're aware of any signs, even though there didn't appear to be any signs here. But just try to use as an example. And hopefully you can impact on a person like James Holmes earlier in life just by having good example, good behavior, call it what you will. But the main thing is let people know you care for them, you have empathy for them, and be available when someone is really, really in severe hurt, that you are a person who would stand there, be with them, hug them, cry with them, communicate with them. It's really being available. And also, if you can, working with them, talking to them, trying to get some sense of purpose that they can find some horrible events they're going through.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Service Center in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You can check out Dr. Braccio at drjohnb.com. Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, even on a very difficult topic, Tony.